This is a way out there. A railroad song. I'm going to try to blow a train whistle, and you can blow along with me if you like. A lonely spot I know where no man will go, where the shadows have all the room. I was riding free on the old SP, softly humming a southern tune, when a man came along, made me hush my song, kicked me off away out there. Rested my weary legs. Then I watched that desert sun make the tall shadows run out on that barren plain. Then I hummed a tune to the rising moon. It's so lonesome way out here. Blow the whistle with me now, will you? Starlit skies, lost myself in dreams. I dreamed that desert sand was the milk and honey land. Then I woke up with a start. There was a train coming back on that one-way track, gonna take me away from by. I caught her on the fly, made me an open door. Then I looked around at that hot desert ground, the place I would see no more. As I was riding away, I heard the pale moon say, it's so lonesome way out here.
Well, you see what I mean. He's one. He plays many instruments, amongst them the psaltery. He didn't bring it this time, I take it. But it's great to have Robert and Dorothy, his wife, here. And it's always such a pleasure to have our dear friend, Evelyn Beers Bernstein. And with her this time to accompany is a very talented young musician, a fine performer in his own right, Kevin Roth.
Good evening, everyone. Nice to be here. I'm putting on my glasses because I have something to read to you. Some time ago, Cousin Thelma asked me to write a little statement about a dear friend of all of us. And at the time that I received that letter, there was some heavy stuff going down in my own family, and I wasn't able to really get to it the way I wanted to pay attention to it, give it the thought that I wish to. And I was able to do that this weekend, and I would like to share it with you now. I think of Will McLean as the folk bard of Florida, a man whose knowledge of Florida lore and tradition is so steeped into his personal life that he lives and breathes Florida every day of his life. His Florida is the people's Florida, not one of highways, tall office buildings, hotels, and shopping centers, but the Florida of the back roads, pine trees, swamps, and sand. Her Indian heritage and the tales of the conquistadores. I sometimes think his spiritual mission to all of us is to help us remember those things about our heritage that are not just history, but that the sky, the water, the earth, the trees, birds, and beasts are as much a part of each of us as the air we breathe. And that as we treasure these things, let us treasure special people like Will McLean, the folk bard of the state of Florida. With love and deepest respect, Evelyn Bernstein. Thank you. Thank you. This is a song about Fox Hollow.
I'll tell you a tale that is brighter than gold, stranger than fiction, and 10 times as old, of polka dot ladybirds all in a row, how a frog on a pumpkin a-courting did go. Macaroon guinea pig sang a refrain, all speckled with sun on a pallet of grain, while Punch from his puppet stage mounted a steed, and a happy green farmer went sowing his seed. Oh, where is the pilgrim that came to the fair? Tell me where nest the swallows that followed him there. Come rock-a-bye, baby, the cradle and I, a pocket of clams and a hand full of rye. The wind is a weaver that spins into vines all the shadows that whisper beneath the tall pines. And the fabric, my friends, is much richer than gold. And this song is a tale that has never been told. Yes, the fabric, my friends, is much richer than gold. And this song is a tale that has never been told.
Thank you. The tale goes on forever, and the fabric continues to be woven by all of us who continue to go to festivals and listen to the various kinds of music and folk heritage that's presented at festivals across the United States. It's the essence of all of us. It's the tapestry of what all of us are and will be. And I think of the tall pines here when I sing that song. It could very well be about the Florida State Festival, too. And there's someone out in the audience that I haven't seen for many years, and she asked me to sing "In My Garden Grows Plenty of Thyme." And so this is for Diana. In my garden grew plenty of thyme. It did flourish by night and by day. O'er the wall came a lad, and he took all I had. He stole my thyme away. He stole my thyme away. And I was a damsel fair, but fair I wished to appear. So I washed me in milk, and I clothed me in silk, and I put the sweet thyme in my hair. I put the sweet thyme in my hair. In June the red rose is in bloom. but that was no flower for me. I plucked at the bud, and it pricked me to blood, and I gazed on the willow tree. I gazed on the willow tree. Ah, the willow tree, it will twist, and the willow tree, it will twine. I would I were clasped in my lover's arms fast, for 'tis he that has stolen my time. For 'tis he that has stolen my time. In my garden grew plenty of thyme. It had flourished by night and by day. O'er the wall came a lad, and he took all I had. He stole my time away. He stole my time away.
Thank you. I have here a unique instrument. Anyone can make one. All you need is a dry corn stalk, a stick, and a shoestring, and another little stick to put under here. If you're interested in learning how to make one, just come on backstage and I'll show you how to make one. And there's a little song that goes with this.
Fiddle on a corn stalk, fiddle all day, fiddle up a tune in the old time way. A one, two, three, four, ready, set, go. Play the corn fiddle with a shoestring bow. Feed my duck, what the goose won't eat, and I feed my pig, but the duck won't eat. What the pig won't eat, I puts on the shelf. And when I get hungry, I eat it myself. Fiddle on a corn stalk, fiddle all day. I fiddle up a tune in the old time way. A one, two, three, four, ready, set, go. Play the corn fiddle with a shoestring bow. Harvest ball, play my fiddle for the babies all. Fiddle on a corn stalk, fiddle all day. Fiddle up a tune in the old time way. One, two, three, four, ready, set, go. Play the corn fiddle with a shoestring bow. This is for Ellen Odom.
Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fond delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me. Across the fields of bounding heather, Dumbarton tolls the hour of pleasure, a song of love no measure, when Johnny kneels and sings to me. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of what fond delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me. 'Tis he alone that can delight me. His graceful eye, it doth invite me. And when his tender arms enfold me, the blackest night doth turn and be. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fond delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me. My love, he is a handsome laddie, and though he is Dumbarton's caddy, someday I'll be a captain's lady when Johnny tends his bow to me. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fond delight can steal upon me when Johnny
is a gift to be simple, 'tis a gift to be free, 'tis a gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we will not be ashamed. To turn, to turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning, we come round right. Tis a gift to be simple, 'tis a gift to be free, 'tis a gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we will not be ashamed. To turn, to turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning, we come round right.
Thank you very much.
Well, she's certainly a nightingale, isn't she? Let's give her another hand. Again, we want to thank Stereo 90 for the perfect sound and for the taping and all of you who have come. And you're just such a great audience, and all these people. You know it takes some doing. Everybody who comes is auditioned. We don't take anybody, you know, just by say-so. And we do have a few scouts out now who help us. And I want to tell you that we miss Betty Smith, don't we? Yes. She had another engagement and couldn't come, but I want to tell you that she was the one who recommended the Southern Appalachian the Cloggers. Aren't you glad? And while we are setting up here, we have to, now, you all, hey, hold your tongue. I want to tell you that the Cloggers, the Southern Appalachian Cloggers, under the direction of Floyd King, is a nonprofit charitable organization chartered by the state of North Carolina. Their goal is to continue and research authentic mountain clog dancing, which is an integral part of Western North Carolina folkways. And I think this is just a tremendous contribution that these cloggers are making. And I want to tell them before the world that we've had lots of cloggers at the folk festival in 26 years, but none of them have been as fine as the Southern Appalachian cloggers. And I want to thank every one of the bands who said yes enthusiastically when we asked them if they would be willing to accompany the cloggers. You know, it's so much better with live music than canned music. And as I told you this afternoon, none of them have rehearsed together. But each is so good in his own right, but they just get right together. So let's welcome the Peyton brothers as they accompany the Southern Appalachian Cloggers from Canton, North Carolina. Thank you. Isn't it fun? That okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
most good as you. Oh, and you know one thing about them, I don't see how there was room in the cars for them with all the costumes they brought. Have you ever seen prettier costumes in your life than they have? And another thing I want, did you notice that not nary a one of those men had a bay window? Now, so if you want to get skinny, just take up clogging. And, oh, well, not very big ones. They weren't hanging down. Well, you know, we brag about our very own Florida talent, and we say this is a Florida folk festival, and with a few exceptions, it has been. But there are always exceptions to the rule, and I'll bet those Florida cloggers who had their convention this weekend, when they hear about the Southern Appalachian cloggers, they're going to be mighty jealous and wish they were here. And it just serves them right. And right now, I just want to tell Floyd that if all goes well and the river don't rise, I hope that we can have them back for next year. What do you think? Well, now here come two delightful people, dear friends, important to the environment of our state. And they really work for protecting our environment, our precious commodities. You know, when you sit here, and I know all of you are struck by it, the beauty of this site, the beauty of the trees. And as you walk, I never, in the 22 years that I have been affiliated with White Springs, and the 24 years that I've been full-time with Stephen Foster Center, I never fail to get a lift when I come into the park. Never, never, never. And I'm sure you feel the same way. And that's why Dale Crider and Dr. Linda Bittner are so important to us, because they fight to keep the beauty of our beautiful state. Let's welcome them.
Thank you. There's not a pine tree in these woods, in this park, that doesn't light up and get a new hold on life when Cousin Thelma comes in every day. We'd like to sing to you a song that we made up not too long ago about the Kissimmee River, and most of you know that's one of Florida's ruined rivers. It's that river that drains most of the dizzy world all the way down from Orlando into Lake Okeechobee. And there it turns the water green in a eutrophic mess, which has to be treated before people in Miami and Fort Lauderdale get it out of their aquifer. That cost a lot, and it's just because we lost the natural filtering effect of the Kissimmee River that water is in such foul shape when it reaches Lake Okeechobee. Now then, folks in Florida are going to try to put that river back into some sort of meandering way. And we just say, when this song, reverse the engineers and let the dredges disappear.
Oh, Kissimmee River, how clever your marshes entwine. As the raindrops that spell on the prairies of wiregrass and thyme, can your wetlands persist? Can your cattle subsist till the seasons, the waters renew? Oh, the wetland is troubled as the ranch land is doubled and the taxes for drainage overdue. She was stitched down the heart, channelized apart, wasting a river and a dream. Pastures bone dry, bass fisheries die, wasting a treasure for me. Reverse the engineers, let the dredges disappear, and let Okissimmee wind free. Reverse the engineers, let the dredges disappear, and let Okissimmee wind free.
Down in Lake Okeechobee, where the water turns eutrophic, we wrote a song that's called Eutrophic on Lake Okeechobee. Eutrophic on Lake Okeechobee, where the whole dizzy world will drain, and the gutted gash of Kissimmee's vast wasted river and plain has the hassle of one of those 1 in 10 year bad hurricanes before the wilderness will return again. Wilderness will return again. Eutrophic on that wasted old lake, all of its algae green waters, with the barrels of agribusiness back pumped into her borders. Will she ever be a wilderness again? Perhaps after one of those 1 in 10 bad winds, a hurricane is needed. Eutrophic on Lake Okeechobee, where the whole dizzy world will drain, and the gutted gash of Kissimmee's vast wasted river and plain has the hassle of one of those 1 in 10 year bad hurricanes before the wilderness will return again. Wilderness will return again. Eutrophic is a spell when the water goes to hell with a chemical down the drain, and they pulled the plug of that nutrient water with the last 40-inch rain, when all hell went through and a south wind blew up an Everglade hurricane, and the wilderness took control again. Wilderness took control again. Wilderness took control again. Wilderness took control again.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Dale and I have been traveling about the state trying to talk about various ecological problems in the state and see if there aren't some things we can do about them, so that this will remain, as always, a beautiful place to live. And we've been talking a lot about endangered species of Florida, because there was an act passed last year through the legislative session to honor, we might say, or respect and study and research these various species that have become threatened and endangered in Florida for various reasons, for habitat reduction primarily, but for other things such as pesticides and other problems associated with encroachment. And we've been talking about these species and kind of trying to sing songs about them to create an awareness on the part of the citizens of Florida that it's important to have them around, that it's an indicator for the rest of us of the health of our habitat. So we're going to do a song for you now that Dale wrote that's called The Last Live Photo. And we hopefully it won't be the last live photo, that there'll be plenty more around of these species to always take photographs of and to eulogize. But this song is just to throw out a few of the names, and also we have slides to it occasionally when we're in an indoor setting that we put together. We'll do this song for you right now, The Last Live Photo.
It's a note about an osprey, an eagle and a panther, note about a wood stork and a manatee, note about an otter and the Okaloosa darter, sturgeons in the Suwannee and mammals in the sea. Caracara on Kissimmee, wasted on the prairie, drainage of the wetlands took the sandhill cranes, crocodiles and mangroves, Everglade kite woes. Click, click, my camera goes for the last live photo. It's a photo of an osprey, an eagle and a panther, photo of a wood stork and a manatee, photo of an otter and the Okaloosa darter, sturgeons in the Suwannee and the mammals in the sea. Sturgeons in the Suwannee and the mammals in the sea. Well, I stopped at a truck stop in Texas. a little place called Hamburger Dan's. I put me a nickel in the jukebox and play a truck driving man. So pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. And I'll put a nickel in the jukebox and play a truck driving man. Well, the waitress, she brought me some coffee. I tipped her and said, thank you, ma'am. You know that old song sure does get me, 'cause I'm a truck driving man. So pour me another cup of coffee, for it is best in the land. And now put a nickel in the jukebox and play your truck driving man. Well, I jumped back into that old semi, and just like a flash I was gone. And some say I might have had those white pills popping, but anyway I'm on my way to San Antonio. So pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. And now put a nickel in the jukebox and play your truck driving man. And play your truck driving man.
Like most of everything in this country, the truck driver, the cowboy, the bald eagle is a symbol. Bald eagle is a symbol of the very life that we all live right here. It's soaring over the wilderness of Florida, many places today where it hasn't been for a while, and that's because a lot of our uses of the land have changed. We're not using quite so many harmful pesticides, particularly the DDT types, which are stored in the bald eagle's flesh and later during reproduction interfere with the hatching of the young. We wrote this song about some bald eagles that have started nesting right near my home down around Gainesville. It's called Under the Southern Bald Eagle, and we'd like to do it for you. Under the southern bald eagle, searching, sobering eyes, America stands for the challenge at hand, where a wilderness tries to survive. A wilderness tries to survive. And we consider this species endangered. It's a sight of our symbol so rare. It's a part of the nation's best bone and body, the bald eagle high in the air. No gold or silver can compare. Under the southern bald eagle, searching, sobering eyes, Floridian stand for the challenge at hand, where the wilderness tries to survive. The wilderness tries to survive. And Osceola stands for the challenge at hand, where the wilderness tried to survive. Where the wilderness tried to survive. And Will McLean stands where the wilderness tries to survive.